Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. With 100% of precincts reporting in Marion County, voters have decided several key local races in the Republican primary there. In the race for mayor, Travis Lane comes out on top with 43% of the vote, defeating Tom D. Hudson, who received 35% of the vote, and Larry Montague with 22%. For sheriff, Chris Webb wins decisively, earning 56% of the vote. Clifford Wayne Jordan finished second, followed by Billy Mason, Dale Winters, and Edward Slatton. In county commission races, District 1, Seat A, Joyce Tootie Burkhalter winning with 63% over Rurik Brandt. In District 3, Seat A, Ronnie Bo Burnett taking the seat with 58%, defeating Jason Nugent. And in District 3, Seat C, Mark Estanich wins a three-way race with 38% of the vote ahead of Dave Thompson and Paul Schaefer. On the Democratic side, in the special school board race, Michelle Long won with 68% of the vote over John Olton Jr. In other news, a Jackson County woman has now spent more than a year behind bars waiting for a bed at a state mental health facility after being ruled unfit to stand trial. Ivy Williams has been in Jackson County's jail since February of last year following an incident in which she attacked a police officer. Her daughter, Amanda Roberts, says Williams has struggled with severe mental health issues for decades, adding that her condition worsened after being released from inpatient care in 2024. Court documents indicate that Williams called police on herself in October. When officers attempted to take her in for a mental health evaluation, she panicked and attacked using a broomstick and later an aerosol can and lighter. Within months, Williams was deemed mentally unfit to stand trial and placed on a waiting list for a state facility. She remains in jail today. Sheriff Rocky Harnon says the situation is not unique, noting other inmates, including those facing serious charges, are also on waiting lists for months or even years for placement. He says the issue ultimately comes down to a lack of space and funding for mental health facilities across the state. A championship-winning coach from North Sand Mountain High School is headed to Gunnersville High School. Jeremiah Haynes has been named the new varsity girls basketball coach at Gunnersville following a successful run at North Sand Mountain where he recently... Following a successful run at North Sand Mountain, where he recently led his team to a state championship. School officials say Haynes is known for his strong leadership, disciplined approach, and commitment to developing student athletes both on and off the court. Superintendent Brad Cooper says Haynes stood out during the search process, citing his work ethic and vision for building a championship program. Haynes will take over all aspects of the girls' basketball program at Gunnersville and is expected to help strengthen development for youth leagues all the way up through the varsity level. A judge has denied a request for a new trial for a Fort Payne woman who previously pleaded guilty to capital murder. In early February, Loretta Carr admitted to her role in the 2021 death of Mary Elizabeth Isbell, who investigators say was pushed off a cliff. Authorities say Carr and her daughter, Jessie Kelly, were accused of kidnapping Isbell before the fatal incident. In March, Carr filed a request for a new trial, claiming she had been persuaded to enter the guilty plea. That request has now been denied. Carr is currently serving a life sentence in prison. In sports, the Braves are set to wrap up a three-game series with the Seattle Mariners this afternoon. The Braves looking to close out that series strong as they take the field in today's finale. We'll have the airtime at 2:55. It is a day game today. First pitch at 4:10 this afternoon. You can catch all the action here on KWIN. That's your KWIN local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com. And throughout the day, right here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR at Watkins Glen this coming weekend. 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.